up, ladies, fellas?
I think that if you're going to do that, I should get to start the show.
It's the 1UP Network. This is 1UP Radio, and this is the 1UP Yours podcast. We're coming to you live from the show floor of E3, day two. And it's
the 9th.
It's the 9th of May. The 9th of May. May 9th. I know nothing about this, but it's 9th of May. And so what do? We saw Nintendo today. We saw Microsoft today. They kicked ass. Luke, you're on.
It was the first thing was we went to a bunch of us headed over to Nintendo this morning. John was there. And the Nintendo conference was really exciting in the beginning because I saw something out of the Revolution that I thought was great. Miyamoto came out. And if you didn't catch our stream, you should probably try and download it. He came out and he was dressed as a conductor and started conducting an orchestra with the Revmote. And as he's conducting the orchestra with the Revmote, at first I thought this is totally just a gimmick. But in fact, he was conducting the orchestra. The orchestra was changing tempo. Crescendos were popping in and out based on him cueing parts of the orchestra. And I was like, this is what the Revolution needs to be. Nintendo didn't really talk about the game at all during the show.
So do the conducting again?
No, because you're going to turn into me doing something gay.
That would be really difficult, wouldn't it?
Because he's waving his arms around like that.
Yeah.
But no, I thought that was really interesting. In fact, I think of the whole conference, it was that kind of thing that was exciting because they bust out the sort of more conventional stuff like Red Steel, and it's like, you know, yawn.
Well, Red Steel was actually I fell
asleep. That was the most boring part of the conference.
What is with
I'm not Shane, yawn? By the way. I'm Andrew. And Shane is out at a party. So
you know,
I'm
what? He's such a wimp. What is with Shane not being even here?
I don't know. Did he send a message or anything?
He did.
Yeah, he sent a message.
He sent me a text message.
Started.
I was trying to get him on the show. He sent me a text message, and we're going to read it as soon as we get to the Microsoft conference. And it's fun. It's fun. You guys will find it interesting.
Yeah, he sent a message. The next generation started. Sony said so.
No, that's not what he said. We'll read it.
So what's with the Red Steel hate?
Well, the reason the Red Steel hate exists was because, one, it just wasn't very interesting, and two, the presentation was long.
It was long.
I felt like I was watching him go through this.
It was broken as well, but that's not why it was boring. It was like... It was just, I mean, it was a first-person... I thought the swordplay stuff was interesting.
Now, see, I didn't think it was interesting as much as I thought it was not working.
Yeah, it seemed kind of awkward.
Yeah, it was like the attacker would attack, and he would go to parry, and like the timing and the sort of the impact that you would expect from a sword parry was off to me, like watching it. And it could have been delay from... Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll know. It's here, right? We're going to play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, so have you played with it yet?
No, we haven't got to play with it yet.
Right, so I got to play with it at the Ubi pre-event, and I got to tell you, I was not as much a believer in the Revolution until I tried this thing out, because it's so cool because you're playing around like the nunchuck thing, which looks really silly, is very, very intuitive. You're playing around, you're walking through, and instead of you know, having a mouse and keyboard or use different sticks, you're just like, oh, want to look left, look left, want to look right.
But it was
flip
another
your wrist over the right. I mean, it's just
gritty,
like you look.
Urban, you know, guys with tattoos shooting at each other, Kill Bill knockoff.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not expecting much from the content side.
Right. But
is that fair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, more interesting was the stick figures playing tennis, I thought.
I thought that was interesting, and then the ping pong game looked kind of cool. Yeah.
Rockstar's got to be feeling kind of, you know.
Yeah, well, does your game have, you know, motion-sensitive stuff? Does it?
Hey, dude, we got review builds on that in right before we left, and it's a fun game.
I saw you playing it. I'm going to play it with you when we get back.
Right. It's fun.
What else did... Well,
let's talk about Zelda, because I thought that Zelda... That when they were talking about Zelda, they immediately hit Zelda with a caveat, like the Wii version. And so immediately before they officially announced it, it was like, okay, so there's going to be the GameCube and the Wii version. They're going to be separate SKUs,
right?
Which is going to become more popular.
I was going to be thinking that the Wii isn't really much more than the GameCube.
Okay,
I was thinking the same thing as they were doing the demos. Like,
it has all of the spatial stuff, but the actual guts of it.
I'm glad you said that, because the biggest point I wanted to make about Nintendo's Wii was that it felt to me while we were watching it, like instead of a console, that Nintendo's Revolution/Wii should have simply been a peripheral. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't, I'm not condemning Nintendo for that yet, because I haven't played with it. But the hardware doesn't seem to be extending in the direction of an advancement as a console.
Right.
It seems to be a peripheral. A neat peripheral, something that you definitely could support.
See, I came out of that conference thinking that the one they do next is the real one, and that's the one that's going to be really interesting when they finally deliver on the graphics and you know, and it has all the ideas that work from Wii and they refine them, but it seems like a bit of a stopgap a little bit. And I think it looks like some of the third parties are struggling as well, because they're trying to cram, particularly the Western developers, like conventional Western type games into waving your arms about type experiences, and overthinking it. As
I don't think Madden's going to work very well.
You sort of get that. You don't think what's.
I don't think Madden.
Yeah, Reggie was doing that. Well. Oh, you can snap and throw, and it's just. No.
Are you kidding? I'm not going to do that.
It's too
I'm flashing
work.
Back to party images of like the iToy games.
Yeah,
I play most of my game. I play Oblivion for an hour in bed at night. Right? I'm not going to be waving my arms around doing that.
the arm waving comes later.
Yes, honey. So look what I did.
That was early this morning.
I want you to. But I want to follow up on that about Zelda. Which version are you going to get, Luke?
I'm going to get the Wii version, but I'm going to play the game. The game.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I said I'm going to get the Wii version, which...
You're full of shit.
Listen to me. I will beat the game on the GameCube because...
Not if you buy the Wii
version?
No,
I'm going to... That's the point. I'm going to get both. Okay, I'm going to get the Wii one to have something to play on the Wii, but the problem that I have with that was there's this little fairy that represents the cursor, and it's dancing around the screen the whole time you're on that, and
something
I think...
Something familiar?
Yeah, It's like watching home movies. And I think that'll be such a distraction to the gameplay.
Where did that come from?
What does that mean?
A fairy dancing around on the screen? Come on.
That's his home movies.
Yeah. That's like we just looked into the Randy and Kathy Smith archives.
I don't get it. What are you trying to say?
God.
Anyway, you were saying.
I hate this show.
You were saying.
I'll finish it on the GameCube because it'll be more conventional with like the L trigger and the Z targeting is all going to be more conventional. I think it's going to feel better. I think it's going to play better.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Nintendo, but like casting to wave in bass.
I think that's going to be the best part of that because the fishing in Zelda and in Ocarina was
that
awesome.
That was the most convincing part of the hip kids throwing their arms around video as well.
Yeah. No, that was the drums when he picked up the two Wii Motes. I was like, oh my god, bring out an air band game.
Yeah,
and I'm all over it.
So you know what you just reminded me of is actually that I actually have the Dreamcast fishing controller at home because that was awesome.
Forget Bass, right?
Forget Bass and then the Marine Fishing one. Yeah. Marine Fishing was actually even cooler. I was so hooked on that game.
So it's not the Wii, it's not Microsoft that's the next Dreamcast, it's Nintendo. Is that what you're trying to say? I'm being Shane right now.
You know what?
He's not here.
You know what? Screw Shane and screw you and screw that because that would be cool. I actually loved my Dreamcast. I totally loved my Dreamcast. That was like my last Dreamcast.
I don't really ever feel like it's an insult.
All right, cool.
When people call it that, the trolls will do that.
Yeah.
Well, trolls.
So I think what Nintendo did today is they proved that they're sort of the conscience of the games industry, and they're not going to win with this strategy, but they are going to keep everyone honest.
What did you guys think of the Mario games?
Yeah,
Mario
I was going to say, did anyone else notice that they were totally underplaying Super Mario Galaxy?
Right.
Are they Mousing Mario now, where it's just like they don't do any new Mario games? They're just kind of, he's the mascot?
I didn't really understand how they were... waving the controller around and he was going upside down
it didn't
seem to make any sense as to what they were doing.
Yeah, well the side to side movement seemed to spin him. That seemed like when the girl was
that
playing
that sort
like,
of octopus lava boss fight in space thing.
We were talking about it after the conference and some of us don't think that it's like actually like what Super Mario 128 was supposed to be. This is just going to be like a one off like
the Luigi's Mansion of Mario games.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey Skip, do you think that the underplaying is like, so on the forums we were talking about characters and how you build characters.
Yeah.
And I compared to Disney.
Yeah,
so
Mickey Mouse.
So do you think that it's a problem with Nintendo not knowing where to take Mario next or wanting to downplay it?
I think what I was thinking during the conference is that they didn't focus. They put a lot of attention on Zelda,
right?
But they didn't focus on one particular game like they used to in the past. Like there was no big game unveiling at the end. They were just trying to get the Wii message across the entire conference. It was
I mean, short of Mario, what could they have done? Because, I mean, Zelda's been kicking around for ages now.
Yeah.
And that's the other franchise that everyone gets excited about.
And Metroid was there.
And
it looked like
a Metroid.
Slightly upgraded Metroid Prime 2.
Hey, come on, I got a buddy who works at Retro. It'd be nice.
I'm sure it's great. And I'm really interested to see how the two wavy controller things work. Yeah. I mean, they're saying it's the most, you know, I mean,
The
PR speak is that it works really well. I have my doubts about all this, like throwing your arms around in space thing, because you do tend to relax and rest your hand down on something when you're playing. And unless the controller is sensitive enough to detect I want to see if the PS3 one is that sensitive.
So when I was playing Red Steel at the Ubi thing, they noticed that I was actually holding my hand on the table, and I was playing it like this.
That's because it's going to ache after a while.
Yeah, you would get
that's how I played right before he did, and I was waving my hands all over the place. And after like 5 minutes, I was exhausted. But he was just resting his hands on the chair in front of him.
I'm just like boom.
Why didn't I think of that?
the conspicuous, the, or the, like the most notable absence.
That's how you get to be managing editor, by the way.
The Smash Brothers game, which we have in like all of our notes for games that we're going to cover during the show.
Not here.
We were expected to cover a Smash Brothers game, and there isn't one right now, which is pretty disappointing.
You think that's an intentional hold to have more material down the road?
I don't know. I mean, possibly. Smash Brothers has always been kind of.
I thought they said last year that Smash Brothers was going to be available at launch.
Yeah. I thought the DS stuff.
The DS stuff is awesome.
That was really interesting.
I really want to check out the Star Fox game, just because it's an all new engine.
Yoshi's Island 2. Awesome.
And we really haven't talked about it. How about the $129 price point for the Lite?
Very smart.
It's right on. Yeah. It's the right price.
So awesome.
I'll get one.
Yeah,
definitely I'll get one.
That changed me from wishy-washy to shit, I have to go buy one.
Yeah, $150 $129 was a yay.
Yeah.
All right, so you walked out of the Kodak Theater and you walked over to Grauman's Chinese and there was Microsoft.
Start us off.
I think they won.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the context of press conferences, they definitely won. It was slicker and there was excitement and the people were passionate and they wheeled out the big gun. And
I must say that money hat fits you very well.
GTA Halo.
Oh, can you hear that?
Garnet's belligerent.
I thought they did a great job of making people feel good if they already had one and giving you a good reason to get one if you're on the fence.
I'm getting one when we get back to San Francisco.
I think I might.
Yeah, it's time. No, it's like when I see all of that and when I'm there listening to Peter Moore, like, I want to believe in the way that Microsoft rolled out.
But that's Peter. He'll do that to you. But gets under your skin like that.
yes. But the way that they presented everything, and they did exactly what we talked about they needed to do. They rolled out, you know, Fable 2. They rolled out Halo 2, Forza 2.
I think opening with him playing Gears of War, so it wasn't another video. It was like, this is what it really looks like. And that was really smart because they've been saying Gears of War is the game this year, it's the game, and everyone's like, yeah, all right, okay, if you say so. And that did it for me. I thought it was spectacular. It did what Killzone did as a pre-roll video last year, but it was doing it for real.
Yeah, Cliffy B right there playing it.
Yeah.
I thought it animated really well, but when the character went out to go outside and like the screen changed, it was like Halo Combat Evolved, where it was like the frame rate just choked and sputtered a couple times while they were trying to load something ridiculous in the background.
Right.
So hopefully that gets taken care of, but at the same time, like, maybe that's being a little too picky. Maybe that's asking too much, because the game's pushing a ton.
There was some interesting... Do you notice the camera had inertia on it? I thought that was kind of interesting. So when it reacted to him, so that as he was running along, as he stood, the camera kept going and pulled back, and there was like some... There were some really cool...
Help give you a feel of
cinematic tricks.
Right, so you guys know that I love the 360 because it's one of my... You know, I've enjoyed a lot of games on it. No preferential.
So
like,
because I like something, I'm wearing a money hat?
I was just... That's what you know, I had to go there. If I hadn't gone there, some troll in the forum went. So I just like wiped out that thread right there. Yeah, Luke, exactly.
Whatever.
Luke's all about the Microsoft love today, Luke.
I'm really happy.
I'm like, surprised
really
no one's taken me to
Microsoft.
Task before this.
They did what
Microsoft.
We needed everyone to do today. That's to come out and say, this is why our system is cool. Here are some great games. Here's what we're doing. Here's how we're taking
it. Okay, so here's the question I want to throw to you guys, though. Is it that they were so strong, or is it that once and for all you can finally say, you know what, love or no love, the PS3 is not that much more than a 360?
Well, I think that's part of the problem with the price. I mean, like, here's a machine that's $200 more, and it doesn't... To be discernibly do anything better.
Right.
Marginally better.
Right. Good Shane-ism.
Thank you.
What have you seen that was even marginally better than 360?
I haven't seen anything on the PS3 yet.
Nothing.
That I've thought, no, there's no way the Xbox 360 could do this.
Right.
So should we go to Shane's?
Let me
say this. From having played Lost Planet today, I'll say that Lost Planet was better in my hand playing with the controller than anything I saw on PS3. Period. Easy.
Actually,
go get that demo now on live.
Because Gears of War reminded us of Killzone so much, it kind of struck me that all Sony would have really needed to do yesterday is to dig out the Killzone code and show that here is the same thing running in real time.
Yeah.
And here's the guy with the controller actually playing it. And they wouldn't have had to wheel out 20 games and hit us over the head with volume. They could have said, look how great our machine is. That thing we showed you last year, it can really do that.
That would have been really cool.
And that would have been all they needed to do. And yet they didn't show it at all.
And the rally race gone was the rally race game. Not even an appearance.
Yeah. Anyway, Shane, what do you got
to
say?
Okay, so we tried to get Shane on the show, but he was at the Konami press conference and he's at the Nintendo party right now. So he sent me this text message he wanted me to read. He's giving grades to the press conferences today. He says, Nintendo gets an A, the Wii rules. Microsoft gets a B-. GTA 4 is a smart move, as is Fable. Actually, no. GTA was a smart move. Fable and Forza CG, WTF. And Shadowrun equals awful.
Okay, Shadowrun did not look that great.
Yeah, I got to agree with him. I'm not impressed by Shadowrun.
We saw this after. Garnett and I hung around afterwards and went to this thing, and we checked it out again at that, and it was pretty.
What's up, Counter-Strike mod?
Yeah, I was like, this game has a little bit too much, like, variety. Like, there's no way they're going to have it balanced right.
A little bit too much as well.
It was Counter-Strike, dude. It was totally Counter-Strike. You started off, and what did you do? Did you see that? They had the
interface. There's a commerce system.
There was money.
Well, it's all Capture the Flag gameplay as well, isn't
it? And you bought your
gear. It's all CTF.
And then someone's like, do you have single-player game? And they're like, yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Single-player game.
Yeah.
You can play with bots? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me explain what I meant. I meant, do you have a single-player game with a story?
Well, and that's, they said that they were the team behind Crimson Skies and that they were most proud of this game. And Crimson Skies was great.
Skies was fantastic.
I really love Crimson Skies.
I played the hell out of that
game. I would kill for a sequel. Listen up. Do it. Make me one.
So I think what Boss is really saying is that they love that license, but who knows how they went down this road. I mean, the Shadowrun series has been
around
forever.
Were we all expecting an RPG for
this? Absolutely. Or at least an action RPG.
Right.
I mean, hello, a first-person multiplayer shooter?
The Xbox doesn't have enough of those.
Nah, nor does the PC.
So what did he give Sony?
He didn't give Sony a grade. This is just today.
That means F plus.
A B minus for Microsoft, dude. You know what? It's not Sony Benton using it. It's anti-American.
I bet he
anti-American.
You know, he's not here, and when he listens to this, he's gonna like jerk himself off to us talking about him. Just fucking stop. Seriously, I'm fucking over it. What we need to mention too from the Microsoft thing is Live Anywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
how fucking awesome!
Well, I think Live Anywhere and Games for Windows, because I think the important thing that came out of today is that Microsoft is clearly coming up level with Sony. A lot of people I talked to afterwards are saying they think that the market this time on the console side is going to be a 40-40-20 split across the three, which means neck and neck with Sony. When you throw in Games for Windows as well, it means Microsoft is in the dominant position in the games industry. And
they are going to be calling
the shots on what we can expect. I mean, it's not going to happen yet, but by the end of next year, I mean, they could be... This is the first time where we can seriously think that they could be in the top spot. And with Live Anywhere and the whole cell phone thing, I mean, that just blew me away.
So if you buy into the Evil Empire thing, the Emperor's plan has come complete.
That's kind of how I felt sitting there. Look, I leaned over and whispered.
Well, the Emperor himself was there.
Yeah, I was like, we're watching the building of a Death Star, and it's awesome. I was like, and I hope I get a good spot on the bridge.
You already got the storm.
Like, I want to watch Alderaan blow some shit up.
Yeah. That was the whole, I mean, if they really can do what they were showing with Forza, with inviting people to a game and editing stuff. I mean, that's the way to take mobile games out. It's not to try and replicate the game. It's to do all the extra stuff. To do that on a phone, it's great.
Like, oh, thanks for the car, Che. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send that to myself on Xbox Live, and I'll play you later.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was very happy to see the Windows integration, because that's something we've been bothering the Windows game team about for a long time. The corporate line was always, well, that's an Xbox thing. That's an Xbox thing. We want to leave that exclusive to Xbox. You know, we have some relationships. Now that they've done it, maybe the whole thing was they were waiting until they could do it the right way, which was mobile platform, Vista platform, Live, everything that, you know, if you're running it, it has Microsoft on it, it's got Live. It's Live Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So how long before one disc, do you think? One disc, one game, stick it in anything.
You mean how long before Microsoft?
Two generations.
It'll be download, and it'll just be a box.
Yeah, so if you want to carry that thing out, then the Death Star is that, you know, the Xbox really was a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
And it wins. And then you bring the Death Star into your house, and that's that.
But I never thought we'd be having this conversation this soon.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, they capitalized. Like Shane Kim talked about in this interview that we published on 1UP, like his word for the conference was leadership, and I kind of blew it off. I was like, okay, I'll use that for the lead because I can, you know, because Sony just totally gave up. And Microsoft is positioning...
they might take issue with that.
Well, they might take issue with it. So then, you know, give us some evidence that you're putting some effort into it rather than fucking releasing janky-ass $500 versions of your console that are to do nothing more than bend over the consumer. Behave like a market leader if you want to lead the market.
It plays Africa.
God. Microsoft is trying to behave like a market leader. Yeah. And I mean... I'm not going to call the generation over, but this is going to be way more interesting than the last one.
I think your point yesterday about Madden is very, very important as well. Yeah. And he actually, it's almost like he heard you.
He did, because Shane Kim actually said to me when I mentioned that, he said, "You're the first journalist I've ever talked to who's acknowledged that."
Shane Kim really liked you. He talked to me after the thing today, and he's like, "I like that, Luke."
Oh, good. Well, tell him that next time he could maybe speak a little more truth.
I told him you were lying on the floor in the middle of the conference hall, and he said, "Oh, I couldn't tell."
I was comfortable.
He may have been being sarcastic. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was wheezing. So today, I'm happy. I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm excited to get out and play everything. I want to see.
So now, having seen the three press conferences, all of you, which. Like, if you didn't have assignments tomorrow, where would you go first?
Microsoft.
Nintendo.
Come on, don't.
I'm going to have to say Sony because I really want to go.
You have to say Sony?
I have to say Sony because I want to go put the controller in my hand. I love, you know, I played the 360. I know what it's capable of. I want to be able to come back to the podcast again tomorrow and say, you know what? I am totally confident, Shane, sit the fuck down.
But that's kind of, that's you speaking professionally. Like, I feel the same way in that I feel that I need to give Sony some slack and try some stuff because it didn't impress me, and I want to give them the chance to win me over with some of this stuff
emotionally.
But emotionally, like, purely you as a gamer, where would you go first?
Blue Dragon.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to him giggle.
Fuck did that come
what
from?
Shit.
Wow.
All right, I'll see you at Gainesville. Population U.
What can I say, really?
That's Blue kinda, Dragon?
That's the kind of games I like. I'm totally down with
the Fisher Price, like, Dynasty Warriors, whatever. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what the fuck that game was about. It was a guy falling out of the sky in a bathtub or something, wasn't it?
I'll play that game.
Thank you. I like that game tape, too. That Gears of War.
What? Why?
Because I am excited to see that there are some Japanese developers that are trying to hang in there with the 360 and do something, and they need our support.
Speaking of that, did you see the Dead or Alive thing?
I haven't had the internet really for a day.
Oh,
Extreme 2?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
There's lots of bouncing.
Yeah, we have a
independent bouncing.
Oh,
I'm not even sure they really do that.
Yeah, actually, that might
to that extent. I've never, I mean, you know, in my knowledge of the
that
of
might
the
be
subject.
I mean, I do love Itagaki-san's work, so.
But there's some.
That would be up there, definitely.
These girls need to work out a little, get this.
Firm up.
Yeah, firm up. Things shouldn't jiggle that much.
You were asking about, like, did we think we'd see this so soon? I think one of the reasons we're seeing it so soon is, you know, what's interesting is technology continues to, like, blow me away with how fast it continues to improve. I mean, what we're seeing is a degree of technology where you looked at, like, the PS2 and the Xbox, and it was easy to think, oh, you know, these guys have come a long way. It's going to be a while before they outdo themselves. And yet they've been able to outdo themselves. And you look at, like, broadband connection, and just a couple of years ago, people had written off broadband in America and saying, you know what, people aren't going to leave dial-up behind. And now all of a sudden it's happened. And once it started to happen, now you see this tremendous competition where cable companies are being forced to really open up the pipe so they can compete with the Fios systems or DSL that's getting a lot of download speed. Mm-hmm. It's changing very rapidly still in 2006. It's not slowing down.
I think it was more than today with Microsoft. I mean, more than just the software. I thought the peripherals that they showed were significant. That the earpiece is wireless and the wheel.
The wheel.
You gasped. You audibly gasped.
I mean, that is like a big deal.
That's awesome.
Because the biggest pain in the ass about the setup for, I mean, like, wheels work great with PCs, but for a console, getting into a place where you can put it, the cable's never long enough. There are wireless wheels out there. I think Pelican do one, and it's like it's a 900 megahertz, so it's garbage. I mean, like, there's lag and it's like cheap and plasticky, but I mean, this is presumably Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I gasped. I was excited.
It made you say wow.
It made me say wow.
Well, hopefully later this week we'll have some of the Forza guys in to talk about it.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
All right, so maybe Blue Dragon was wrong. I mean, Two Human, Mass Effect.
I really want to see
Mass Effect. I am backtracking, but I mean, I want to, like, at the one time, I want to be, like, emotional about what I want to love and then sometimes be honest about
it. They were very, like, oh, and Mass Effect. Next, today.
That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they were a bit like that with Two Human as well, and we know they're not ashamed of that, so.
Oh, and Two Human's awesome.
It's like God of War in space.
This sucks. We all agree.
Yeah.
Shane, where the hell are you? Come in here. We need someone to whip.
I'll text him.
So right. I guess what we should talk about before, because I assume
we need a question.
Yeah, we need a question of the week, and we should talk about what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Answer last week?
No, we haven't even talked
about that. PS3 reactions.
PS3 reactions.
Well, I was blown away by the number of reactions. Like, normally we get 10 pages of responses over a week. We're up to 15 in a day.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, everyone who's posting, thanks.
Well, awesome. Thank you to everybody. And I mean, I was just sort of flicking through it earlier, and it seemed fairly overwhelmingly, oh my God, $600.
Yeah.
Well, I talked with someone from Sony today, and they said that they were afraid that they probably alienated a whole lot of people with their pricing. And I was like, really?
You think?
Really? You think? I was like, do you think that maybe the whole GIMP version alienated some more people, too?
So it's expensive. It doesn't look much better than some. All of a sudden, the Xbox Core looks like a really good deal.
That's why I want to buy one.
I want to buy one before Microsoft raises the price.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I can swing that.
You hear a lot of things when you're like walking around through press conferences, overhearing conversations. The thing that stood out to most people, it seemed like, that I kept on hearing was the lack of HDMI in the lower version. The change in Wi-Fi, no one seemed to get upset about that. The 40 gig.
Well, there's ways around that, and it's got USB, so there's probably some way to fudge it. But, I mean, I don't think there's a USB 2, like, alternative to, like, some kind of mod that you can do for HDMI.
But it was the HDMI. Everyone, every time I heard someone talking about that, it always came back to it. But the HDMI.
Well, just look at this place. Like, every booth has a zillion, like, high-end, high-def flat-screen TVs that are all HDMI. And
but
there's going to be TVs that are,
you know? Hasn't hurt the 360.
Well...
And it doesn't change the way the 360 plays on my brand new HD TV.
That's true.
But has Microsoft been really, like, pumping the 1080p and, like, 1080p dual screens, like Gran Turismo HD?
You read an article about the tech of 1080p, right? Was it you that was telling me about it? Yeah. So it's smoke and mirrors, right?
Well, kind of. I mean, like, a lot of people have been saying that it's, you know, ultimately it's sort of the geeky end of things. And the standard is going to settle down at 720. And that's just the way it is. Trying to force technology forward on something as ubiquitous as a TV is ridiculous. And that, you know, if you can get a 40-inch 720p flat screen for under $2,000 now. So it's getting to the point where, you know, anything smaller than that is very reasonable.
Yeah.
And now saying, oh, now we've upgraded it again, and now if you want to do this, it's 1080p. And, like, to be honest, I defy you to tell the difference. Like, if you're looking at, I mean, like, if you had two of them next to each other and you said, okay, which one is 1080p, you wouldn't be able to tell.
I couldn't tell.
I'm colorblind, so I'm screwed in anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, I can tell a huge difference between standard definition
on resolution
and
high def.
Dude, yeah, colors are just a blur anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally. It's like being a Labrador Retriever.
And there you have it, folks. Okay,
So what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're going to do our Garnet Lee booth blasts of Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. We're
going to
report
blast
back.
Those six times.
Who's on? You're on.
I'm on Nintendo. Jeremy is handling Sony, and Luke is on Microsoft.
Yeah.
So we'll report back.
What are you up to tomorrow, John?
Tomorrow I have meetings all day, unfortunately.
Good
that
ones?
Sounds pretty exciting.
Some of them are good.
Maybe we'll be able to talk about it.
I hope so.
Tomorrow, one thing I can talk about is this morning I was playing Fear. Both the expansion pack for PC and the
The
360 version. So tomorrow I'll be able to give you some hands-on impressions about that. We can talk about that in depth if you want to.
I think tomorrow I'm going to see Dark Sector very briefly.
Oh, that's
remember
awesome.
That? The game that was one of the first things be shown that was going to be PS3, and then no one's heard anything of it since.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get to go see Ridge Racer 7 tomorrow.
Woo!
That's a PS game playing on the PSP?
Yeah, really. God. No, but I also get to see Mass Effect. So
you're hot for that?
I'm totally excited.
Also,
for that.
Tomorrow night is our big industry party.
That's right.
So we're going to have our digital recorders with us, and we're going to try and interview drunk people.
All right. So
or ourselves.
When are we going to do the show tomorrow?
No brainer.
We're going to do it before the party. Tomorrow's show is going to be earlier than the last two shows have been. So like maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
All right, but we'll still get a couple of adult beverages in prior.
Oh, of course.
All right,
of course.
It's E3. Seems to definitely help the chemistry here. All right, so here's the question. The question's easy. You've heard us talk about them. You've probably seen streams of them. Give us your grades
on the
three press conferences.
Letter grades,
and give us a brief explanation. You know, keep it under, like, you know, 5 million words.
Yeah, if you write too much, I'm probably just not going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, we kind of have that click-itis, scroll, click. Next.
And it's E3, we're busy.
I just
we can't read, like,
Control-F Luke and see if my name's on the page.
You like to see yourself a lot, yeah.
We were very mellow and agreeable today.
We weren't.
We're missing Shane.
That's what happens,
I feel like an inferior addition to the show because I felt
good.
I'm not contrarian enough. Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I was kind of worried because of what Sony had done to the whole industry by being so underwhelming. And today, I felt much better.
I think everything's going to be okay.
You think everything's
going to be all right?
I can't tell you why we were sitting at the Sony conference. And we were next to Victor Lucas and Tommy Tallarico, who need to do the Electric Playground and what's their other show?
Judgment Day,
right? So yeah. Victor Lucas is a very, very cool guy. Let me tell you, Victor Lucas is one of those intelligent guys about video games I've ever spoken to. And the look on his face when they announced the prices was like,
yeah,
that's not cool.
Well, it isn't.
It's not.
$400 was pretty not cool.
Yeah. Now we're $600.
Yeah. It's definitely not cool. All right. So you guys and gals, you got your question? Let us know at boards.1up.com. We'll be throwing tons of updates at e3.1up.com tomorrow. John has a brand new blog up. Skip has a brand new blog up.
I saw Kutaragi last night.
You saw
Luke and I were here at 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to the bathroom just like right outside our booth, and it was just like in the convention center. It's like me, Luke, and some like random security people, and I saw Ken Kutaragi.
Was he wearing his white pimp suit?
He's wearing his white pimp suit. I walked by him, he made eye contact with me, he had this scowl on his face, like today was not a very good day.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't say anything, kept walking.
So we got a lot for you guys to look at, and we'll look forward to seeing what you have to say about the conferences. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're out.
This has been 1UP Yours, a production of the Ziff Davis Game Group and part of the 1UP Radio Network. 1UP Yours is hosted by Garnet Lee and John Davison, produced by Andrew Fister and Mike Ng, and is published every Friday afternoon at podcasts.1UP.com and at the iTunes Music Store.
What's up? I'm not in the fucking credits.